Hallelujah. Worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. And Father, we praise and magnify you. Lord, we thank you for this great, incredible harvest that is about to take place on planet Earth. Not just any place, and not just to anyone, but those that are seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things are predestined by the Father, and we glorify you. We exalt you, Jesus. We magnify you. We glorify your wonderful name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
We exalt you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We exalt you. Father, we worship you. We worship you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We have little time to waste. But Father, we pray against every diversion, against every hour of wasted time. For the word says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. Father, I pray that every one of us will judge our time. Yes. We'll judge our days. We're in the cusp. We're on the beginning of a great outpouring. Many will come in. Some will sit on the sidelines, inundated with flesh and their time consumed by the flesh, never understanding, never awakening. I pray for the church that is asleep. I pray for the church that is asleep in this congregation. And I pray for the church that is asleep in other congregations where people love you, that the church would come out of their slumber. That the many things that have their life inundated, the many unimportant things that they think are so vital, these things will pass away in a moment. I'm asking you to give us eyes that are open, ears that hear. Father, we praise you for everything that we need for this last journey into God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the angels of the Lord that encamp around about us and deliver us. Hallelujah. We thank you that because he substituted himself, we identify with his substitution. And in that substitution, he would not ask for the 12 legions of angels that now we have part and partisan to, and multitudes of angels. Yes. Give us, Lord, in this outpouring. Let them circumvent themselves upon this property, in this house, in our houses, and around our property for this last day outpouring.
Thank you,
Father, we worship you.
Thank you, Father.
We glorify you. Worship you, Jesus. I got essay. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus, continue to play that melody. The rest of us can be just continue to worship the Lord. You can be quietly, reverently seated. Just worship the Lord. Just, as you get comfortable, would you just lift up your hands and just magnify him? We glorify you. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you. Blessed be the Lamb. Abba. Abba, we worship you. Belekalaso. Belekalaho. Fende alaso. We worship you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We magnify you. We magnify you. We exalt you, Jesus.
We worship you, Lord. Oh, we magnify.
every body part, every body part, every body part, receive the glory of the Lord. Be filled with the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Anselete alabando. Cancer, blood diseases, eye diseases, kidney failure, internal organs, back pain, every kind, abnormal disease, everything, nothing escapes this fire. Speak and release upon this prophecy. Power of God to those that are watching and those that are hearing. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive that life. To those that believe, receive in Jesus' name life from the Father, life from the Son. Received by the Holy Ghost. Ebola crece. Gen de la cruz. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Absolute virtue. Absolute virtue. E salacro te le mensitie. Every torment go. Dementia go. Alzheimer's go. In Jesus' name. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up in Jesus' name. Be whole. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Worthy Jesus. Worthy Jesus. We magnify. Jesus. Now would you with me just lift your hands and thank him for the virtue and the healing power and the miracles taking place. Father, we worship you. We worship you and glorify you. Thank you for your great goodness. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Those watching around the world and those that are listening and those that are in our service this morning, for all of your glory. It's not us, Jesus. It's through you, Jesus, your virtue, your healing power, your healing power. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glorify you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thanks. Appreciate that. Praise God. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you received. I hope you just allowed that to come in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The harvest is coming and is here. Glory. The harvest is coming and is here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not just trying to encourage you. I know it's coming. It's coming like we've never seen before. It's coming in great waves like we've never seen before. And I'm just excited about being on planet Earth. I'm just so privileged that I was born at this present time. And we get all this glory to receive this in. Hallelujah. All this glory to receive it in. And the angels of the Lord coming along with the Holy Ghost. And just, we're just going to watch some incredible things take place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I think one of the wonderful things is watching people wake up. Watching people that have just, they just have been someplace in their walk. And the power of God begins to come. And they begin to wake up. And they begin to see that He is coming. And that there is a harvest to take place. And there's a glory that's among us. Glory be to God forevermore. It's here. It's here. I'm not trying to encourage you. It is here. It is soon to take place. Hallelujah. It is soon to take place. You say, Pastor, I know you're excited. No, it's beyond that. There's something I can't get. I'm going to keep on trying. It's not your fault. The burden of communication is on the communicator. And I've got to tell you that what is will not always be. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord encamps around about them. We're going to see more angelic activity than we've ever seen before, too. And we're not going to glorify them, but there's going to be things that are going to take place that is beyond. They're going to labor with us in the Holy Spirit. The psalmist says the angel of the Lord camps around about them that fear Him. Well, like never before, you better live in that. You better not just think because you are a Christian, that won't get her done. Just your spiritual DNA won't get it done. The one who stays in the place, the secret place. Now, inevitably, that secret place is the born-again nature. But there is a knowing Him inside of that. There is a knowing Him that's beyond all that. And to those who do know Him, Daniel 11:32 says that we, all of us, you together with me, will be strong and do exploits. Hallelujah. In these last days. Glory be to God. In just a moment, you sure can. Because I want to hear it. I bet it goes right along with this. Don't let me forget. Wave at me if I forget. What we're going to see, because of the escalation of the end times, is such a division. It'll be something that will be comparable and compatible to the Old Testament demonstrations of power, and Jesus walked in those demonstrations, and the apostles walked in those same demonstrations. The Old Testament said, the angel of the Lord encamps around about them that fear Him, delivers them. The book of Hebrews says, are they not all ministering, identifying them, the spirits? The angelic spirits are not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them to whom shall be the heirs, or to labor with them who shall be the heirs of salvation. Nathanael came to Jesus upon his introduction, and Jesus gave him a word of knowledge that roped him in. He said, I saw you before Philip went and got you, and I saw you on the fig tree. He said, my Lord, my God, you are the King of Israel. You are the Messiah in essence. And Jesus said, if that amazes you, you'll henceforth after this, you shall see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And that's exactly what happened through the next 3.5 years. Angelic activity continued to work with everything that Jesus did. Nathanael, along with the other 11, were watching a demonstration of power that took place on a continual basis. And the Holy Spirit was bringing forth, he's the molecule changer, but the angelic activity was creating an atmosphere in the 5,000, in the 4,000, in the 10,000, in the thousands. There was a hovering, there was an atmosphere, an angelic host along with the Holy Ghost to create an atmosphere that we affectionately call revival and call the outpouring. And those guys are going to be working with us incredibly, because we're marching to the beat of the drummer in heaven, and we're hearing from God and listening, and our ear is acute. It's listening to, we're doing our best. We haven't arrived, but we're doing our best to listen. And this is why in that prophetic prayer a moment ago, if you heard the Holy Spirit, and by the way, advertisement, we'll once again, if you missed last Sunday's prophecy, I'm not saying it because I gave it. The Lord gave it. It was one of the most powerful prophecies that I've ever given. And it's talking about where we're going and the end time events. We'll listen to it again very shortly. It's worth listening to. It's a little bit scary, but it's not scary for those that will prepare themselves for this last day. And I don't want to be sorry. I want to be prepared. Amen? Glory be to God. Are you with me this morning? I know that you are. You're just listening real good. We want to be real prepared. And that's my job. That's Homer's job, is to prepare you. One of the things is much of the church, I hope less of you than would be normal, but much of the church is just asleep. It's just absolutely asleep. And you don't know you're asleep when you're asleep, because you're really diverted in doing a whole lot of things. You're living your life. And it's not wrong to live a life. It's not wrong to be a mommy, daddy, husband, wife, have a business and stuff like that. But those who pray and will spend obedient time in prayer, their mind, the fog, because there's a whole lot more fog in people's heads than what they realize. But when the fog begins to go and the mind gets real acute and it gets real, the fulcrum of your thought life, and then you're not worried about for men's sports, and you're not, and for women, an over inundated amount of time spent with family, that would be a good mother. That would be her too much of this and too much of that. God is calling us to a place to get ready for this outpouring, and He's not asking us to do any abandonment that will cause us to have any kind of hurt. But what He is calling us to do is, and the church is going to wake up and be a part of this, and we get to watch all these angels. It's going to be glorious. It's absolutely going to be glorious. Now, the thing that we have to recognize as the reason why it's going to be really cool is because we're going to need this power in these last days, because there's more of them in the natural than there is of us. Far more. Far more. What are you talking about? Well, there's only two, as far as God's concerned, there's only two races of people. I mean, scripturally, just this isn't even an argument. I mean, I know everybody knows this, or you should. There's as far as God is concerned in His Word, from Genesis to Revelation, especially since Jesus came, there's only two races in the earth. There's only two races. There is it's not red, yellow, black, or white, or Jewish, or anything. Those races do not exist anymore in God's eyes. They don't exist. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians 5:16 and 17. He said, we henceforth know no man anymore after the flesh. Though we once knew Christ after the flesh, in other words, we knew Christ according to his pedigree. He was going to come through the Jewish. But he said, now we don't even know Christ after the flesh anymore. In other words, and then he goes on, Romans 5:17, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Two races in the earth. The born-again child of God, which is born of the last Adam, and the unsaved, which are still born and spawned of the first Adam. In other words, believers and non-believers. That's the only two races. That's the only two. There's only two types of human beings. There's hundreds of nations, but there's, in God's eyes, there's only, and our type of human being, our DNA, our spiritual DNA, is by a numerical value, or a numerical quantity, there's far more of them than there is. In other words, really, I sympathize with all minorities because I am a minority on the earth. Alex, come here for a second. This illustrates it. Stand beside me. Now you see Alex, stand right here, buddy. Shoulder to shoulder. You see Alex is black and I'm white. Him black, I white, okay? That's simple. We're not trying to be politically correct. He is black and I am white. That's it. In the natural. But both of us are minorities. In America. Oh, no, Pastor, your race is the... Oh, no. I don't know my... The only race that I belong to anymore is the born-again race. And he's born again. And that's what makes us brothers. And we're both minorities. We're both minorities. In other words, there's a lot more of them than there is of us. So as minorities, we got to stick together, right? We got to stick together. One of my favorite angel stories is 2 Kings when Elisha, you know, he was, and this is what's going to happen in these last days for us minorities. Elisha, he was telling the king of Israel in Samaria, he was telling them that Syria was going to destroy Israel, and he was telling the king where the traps were at. And the Syrian king finally called all of his men, and he said to his captains, he said, who's the spy here? In essence, I'm going to paraphrase. He said, who's the spy? Who's the spy? And they said, nobody's the spy, O Lord, king, but there is this prophet, his name is Elisha, and he tells the king of Israel what you speak in your bedroom, in your bedchamber. Well, that probably wasn't too good. And he says he tells him everything. He prophesies and tells him everything. And so he sent men down to a place called Dothan. It was incredible. You've read the story, I hope. It's an incredible story. And this whole army of Syrians surround them. It's early in the morning. The sun's coming up. Elisha's servant goes out early in the morning, probably to get water or get some eggs for breakfast or something. He comes back in, and he is hysterical. He said there's an army out there, and there's chariots, and there's soldiers, and Elisha said to him, those that be with us are far more than those that be against us. And then he said, Lord, because Elisha, he said, Lord, open his eyes. And when he opened his spiritual eyes, he could see into the spirit realm. And when he saw into the spirit realm, the Bible says that he saw that the mountain behind these soldiers, the whole area was covered with, it had to be thousands of angelic, they had to look just like men, but their chariots were on fire. Listen, in the natural, me and him, we are minorities as far as numeric. But we are the majority when it comes to power. And I'm telling you, this nation and a whole lot of other stuff is going to go downhill quick. It's going to go downhill real quick. But what we're going to see is people of power are going to be starting to step up. If they're walking with the Lord, so if you're not walking with the Lord, your angel will come over and visit with my angel and we'll... Well, I'm a Christian. I go to the family prayer center. Yeah, but if you're messing around, your angel will go, I'm going to go visit with Homer's angel, or I'm going to go visit with Terry's angel. We are a minority, but we are a majority in the Spirit. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. We are going into revival. Glory. Revival. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear. I had a supernatural dream of Homer the other night. I was in Tulsa. I woke up the next morning. It was supernatural. I know when they're supernatural, thank God. Most dreams are just dreams. You know, if all the dreams you think you have are supernatural, you're messed up. Okay. Because a lot of them are pizza and a lot of them are Burger King and a lot of them are, you know, it's too much of this, that. But I had a supernatural dream. It was just short. It was so cool, though. I had to call him the next day, I think it was. We were walking by this tree, and I think he was right in front of me, and it was just this real bushy tree, and he's just meticulously picking stuff off, and I think there was a butterfly. I'm not going to say he hurt the butterfly for all you butterfly lovers. He just picked it right off. He's looking at it, and I said, oh my God, Homer, you can see, because nobody was assisting him or anything. I said, you can see. And he goes, no, I can't see. And I said, you're crazy. I said, you can see. Look, man, look what you're doing. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, the dead are raised, demoniacs are set free, the maimed are made whole. You know, there's no way for me to transfer this to you except that I'm not trying to encourage you alone. The maimed, no footsies, are going to grow out. They're going to appear. This is crazy talk. Well, we've got, thank you, all you people around the world that are sticking with us in this revival. Hallelujah. We want to say hi to a lot of friends out there. Do you know you've got family all over the world? Let me see if I can remember some of them. Graham from New Zealand saw us at the conference. Graham, hello. Family Prayer Center says hi. Everybody say hi, Graham.
Hi, Graham.
Mary from Sweden. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I mentioned a while back some friends and personal friends of mine, Jessica and Gary in Georgia. Hi, Gary and Jessica. Matthias and Gabi from Germany are watching us all the time. Hi, guys. Hello. Praise the Lord. And Andy and Maureen from Australia are watching us. Hello, guys. Hallelujah. We are headed towards a worldwide revival. And this is going to break out. Glory. Terry?
I just want to give God praise. I was getting off of a shift, not yesterday, but the day before, Friday. And the person that came to relieve me, I'm a caregiver, and the person that came to relieve me, I had never met before. That was actually my first day with that client. Anyhow, we got to talking, and somehow God arranged the conversation, and she wound up telling me about her son that had just recently died. I think he was 30 or 31 from lymphoma cancer, and she started to cry, and she was grieving really bad. I think it happened in July, so that's not too long ago. Anyhow, I was just kind of praying in, you know, under my breath in the spirit and, you know, trying to listen. And as the conversation went on, she was telling me about a friend that had come to the hospital and, you know, that they were praying together. I could tell she was a Christian, a true Christian. And as the conversation went on, she mentioned that her friend was praying in tongues, you know, and really interceding for her son right before he died. Well, I knew that that was, you know, God, and so I just asked her, you know, first I made sure she was saved, and then asked her if she wanted to be filled, and she said yes, and so she was. She was filled with the Spirit. All the glory to God. And I just want to say that there are people that are asleep in the church. Yes, there are, for sure. We all know that, and we prayed for them this morning, and they need to be prayed for. But there's also those that are so confused. She really wanted answers, and she is so hungry and searching. And there are those that are really hurting out there, and they are really searching for someone to just give them truth. You know, they really want answers, and they really want to understand, and they're really hungry. So just as an encouragement to all of us to just be sensitive to God in your daily goings and comings.
Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah. Perfect.
Yes. Thanks, Terry. It's really good. Yes. That leads me into advertising. Wednesday night, we had a powerful, very powerful service, another powerful prophecy. And we began to do some training on the harvest and on where we're going and what God expects of us. And we're going to really ratchet it down over the next few weeks and give some specifics about what the harvest is going to look like and what you can do. But one of the things that we looked at is our prototype. And that's in John chapter 4. And I'm not going to preach that message again. I'll reiterate it some Wednesday night. But Jesus is our prototype apostle. He's our prototype pastor. He's the good shepherd. He's the prototype teacher. He's the prototype prophet. And Jesus is the prototype evangelist. He's all five. He is our evangelist. We follow Jesus. And Jesus made no cold calls. Do you know what a cold call is? A cold call is when you just, solicitors do cold calls at your house. They knock on your door, or they just call you, and you don't have any introduction. There's nothing that connects you with the person. Jesus made no call. He did not make cold calls. That's why canvas door-to-door cold call knocking is not in the New Testament, and it doesn't work. But Spirit-led, Holy Ghost harvesting is what God is going to ask us to do in these last days, and that's what Terry was saying. Listen to the Holy Spirit. And allowing the Holy Spirit to guide your day. Listen, the time is coming. It's very soon that this place is going to be so packed, you're going to have a hard time finding a seat. And I know that we've said that for years and years and years, but I'm telling you, I'm prophesying that is absolute true. There was no clouds gathering like 5 weeks or 4 months. The earth had not rained just before, you know, Noah stepped in. Close the door, and then boom. I wonder what the people thought when the first couple drops, like, what is this? But the clouds were not gathering 4 or 5 weeks before. So nobody was talking about it. I think it might be. People are going to hear this, and they're going to get numb to it. Yeah, I know he said that. I know he said that. I know he said that. I know he said it. And then all of a sudden, they're going to be washed away with a great glory that is coming. Mark my words, I promise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Would you just open your heart this morning to giving? We just thank you, Father. I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask you to get ready to give, and then we're going to greet each other in just a moment. Father, we thank you and we praise you for the glory of the Lord and every good thing that you're doing in us and among us. We ask you to bless this morning. Speak to their hearts and speak to the hearts of those around the world. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Let's all stand together. Praise the name of the Lord. Would you please? Hallelujah. Marty, give us something just snappy. Not anything. I mean just really snappy. These people really need to bend over, touch their toes, and say hi to each other. Amen. Glory be to God. The services are, people around the world are enjoying them. You who come here, I appreciate your attention. I appreciate your part, your patronage, and everything that you give in worship and creating an atmosphere. It's so vitally important. The shepherd, which is myself, should be one of the primary people that is seeking God in study and the Word and those kinds of things. We're laboring, myself, and then when Homer gets an opportunity, we're laboring in the Word. I don't want to pedestal ourselves. I just want you to understand that while you're out there fighting in the world and fighting, we're not sitting and doing nothing. My time, I get up very, very early in the morning. I would say as early as anybody in here, and start. And my day is very serious. It's very serious. And my labor in the Word is very serious. And when we present something, now the Lord may take it and change it in one service. And He always has that directive as the Lord of the church. But whether or not we certainly haven't arrived, we know that. And we're doing our best to go to another level. But I'm telling you that the services and the Word and everything that we're hearing from above is labor intense. And we're spending, I know I am, and I know the Homer does, we spend very, very many hours. I don't get up on a Sunday morning after having stayed up late on a Saturday night and run in and try to figure out what can I give them today. There will be days and days and hours of prayer and meditation of the Word and just poring over it so that you're receiving exactly what God would have. And I would say to any of you that are preparing yourself, give your very best to anything. Whatever you do in life, whatever your job is, give your very best to it. The Bible says to do whatever we do wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. Wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. And I know what I'm supposed to. Thank God my life is out in front of me. I see it very clear. I see several different things that I'm supposed to accomplish. And I have time for family, and I have time for some recreation, and I have time for this. But really, I don't have time for a whole lot of anything else except what I know is right in front of me. Pastor, can you do this? Can you get involved and give us a half a day, a week or something? No, I can't. I can't right now. I can't. I don't, maybe not ever, because from the beginning of the day to the end, it's just like everything is in front of me. Now, there's relaxation time. But I know where I'm going, and I know what the end is. It's a great harvest, and you're all part of it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, you're just really either listening really intensely, or you're just sad that you're here. No, I just think you're listening intensely. So congratulations to Stand Up Harry. Harry is, would you tell us, the video won't hear, but could you tell us what has just recently happened in your life? He is officially engaged. Thank you. Hallelujah. So our church will, whenever they decide, we'll have another daughter here. We'll have another one child of faith, and Sarah is a wonderful young lady. We've met her, and the best thing is she has a good sense of humor, so you have to around here, right, Natalie? Yeah, and I can tell you, this one's going to work. I have to, as a pastor, I have to go through formalities, and that's wrong. Okay, I shouldn't say it then. I have to for protecting and solidifying and building. I have to go through the counseling, and anybody that's ordained under us, that's a necessity. They have to have a counseling program to marry people. And so I have to, and we've already had a couple of, pre-engagement counseling. So I have to do that, and Natalie and Alex went through that. But I can tell you, no brag, I can just tell you, right from the beginning who's going to make it and who isn't. I just can. I just know if it's not or is. And now this one I'm not real proud of, but nevertheless, it is the truth. I am batting 1,000%. If I tell a couple, don't do it. Why? Well, I don't know exactly, but sometimes I do know, but don't do it. Once they do it, I'm batting 100% right now. Or no, 1,000%. Perfect. My batting average is perfect that they don't make it. If I tell them don't do it and they do it, if they force the issue and do it, none of them have made it. So it's good when I can say, man, I feel good about it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I say that to say this, I'm here to protect people. I'm a romanticist. I like Hallmark. I used to like Lifetime until they got so far out. I'd sit there and cry, woo, I just hate men. Oh, I am one. So I like to see people get together. You know, I like that. You know, and if I didn't watch it, I'd, you know, try to match people up. But if I tell somebody, he ain't going to work. Now, if you force it, I'm still going to love you. But I'm batting 1,000, present tense. So, and then the best way I can tell all the young men this. This is a rabbit trail, but it's a good rabbit trail. I can tell the young men, and this wouldn't apply so much to young ladies, but I guess it could. If you're wanting a husband, go into God with everything you possibly can. Go into God. Keep that desire and go into God. And if you don't deal, now like this I'll pick on the young men, because I'm is one. Not a young man, but I am a man. If you've got something that is not being dealt with, that's the best way for God to put a force field around you. If it's not purged yet, and it's something that's not, and it's not dead, he'll do his best to keep girls away from you. Because he don't want you hurting. He don't want any victims in your life. And you just need to, don't even ask God for a wife until you get that thing purged out of your life. Oh, come on now, that's just good godly wisdom. And if you girls got any jealousy and you got any control issues and that stuff like that, don't ask God for a man yet. I'm preaching real good right now. Glory be to God. Because you got a victim in front of you if you do. Hallelujah. We just talk about everything here, do we? Jerry Springer, he ain't got nothing on us. We just sanctified. Glory be to God. So glory be to God. We want to get all of y'all married up, happy, having a bunch of kids and filling this church up. Yeah. Children are a heritage of the Lord. If you don't want them, that's okay. But I'd like for all y'all to have a bunch of them. Glory be to God. So praise be to God.